Calling NASA. This is Starman checking in from the Far Light Galaxy.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, bienvenidos al show. Vida en cero gravedad, life in zero gravity. Tú sabes las vibras, you know the vibes by now. You know how it's going down. Big Zero, checking in once again, as I always do. I check in all the time, and that's a word salad. That means nothing. That means nothing. What I just said means nothing. It is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. So I'm going to jump off into it like I did. I was going to say a bad word. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay monetized, baby. Like your mom monetizes me. So, yeah. We're going to do it. So, subs versus dubs. I've seen probably one of the most... I've heard this debate several times, right? It usually goes... I feel like subs... In the views of anime fans, for those who don't know, subs, the subtitle anime, dubs is dubbed with, like, English voices or whatever voices are native to you, but not native to where the anime came from. So, it's always a debate, subs versus dubs. And, I find it funny, I don't know, like, I was lurking in a comment section. I saw the debate raging on. What it happened to be is, like, there's a show called Ghost Stories, right? It flopped in Japan. It was a serious show about, you know, sounds like what it is, ghost stories, right? So it flopped in Japan. I mean, I'm sure it was called the Japanese form of Ghost Stories in Japan, but you get the idea. Nippon. But it is interesting, right? Why is it Nippon in Japanese, but we call it Japan? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not that much of a weeb. Maybe I can ask New Jack. Just playing. He hates that. If you want to piss him off, call him a weeb. He does not like that. Even though, I mean, he's definitely a weeb. Like, there's no denying that. It's funny. Sometimes I send, like, I'll send him stuff that's, like, kind of making fun of Japan. Not to be a dick, but just, like, stuff I find funny. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is funny. And he never laughs at it. He never finds it funny. And it's just like, damn, man, why? Some of the stuff is funny. Come on now. Some of it's actually funny. I don't know. But, yeah, it's always funny, those people. We had them in high school. They would all hang out, like, under the trees, and they were all into anime, right? At lunch, like, that's where they hang out, and they'd be, like, doing their Naruto runs and, like, dressing up in cosplay, and they would talk like anime characters like this, like, super over-exaggerated, like, it's not even realistic. Like, nobody actually talks like this. That's how they'd all be talking. It was like, it sounded like Speed Racer or something. Speed, you cannot race in this race. I forbid you to race in this race. How good? That's what it sounded like under the trees of my high school every lunch. It was just anime kids, Naruto running around. So anyway, subs versus dubs. Usually, subs, it's like, I guess, commonly accepted that subs are better than dubs, right? Like, I guess because it's more pure, it's more authentic to Japan, to Nippon. But the thing that makes me laugh about that is, like, weebs will say that, right? If you don't, I realize a lot of you don't even know what weebs are. You fucking idiots. No, I'm just kidding. See, I dropped the F-bomb, like, 4 minutes in. I don't think I'm going to get demonetized. But, so the weebs, right? weebs are like those, like what I was just talking about. The people who talk like this and they're under the trees. I mean, being under the trees, unless it's the cherry blossom trees, they're probably pretending those are cherry blossom trees. Those are just regular California trees. I'm thinking about, I really need to go to Japan. Like, I feel it more than ever. And I might just go, like, in cherry blossom season this year. I'm strongly considering it, like, just going over there. Like, why not, honestly, you know? I don't see why not. But, yeah, so subs versus dubs. The debate rages on. The thing that made me laugh is, I love New Jack. He's like one of my best friends, right? I consider him like a brother. He is so loyal, you know. And sometimes that manifests in ways where he's so loyal that he will latch on to something and defend it till the death. Even if it's, like, obviously flawed, you know. So, for example, this new Zelda game came out, Tears of the Kingdom. It's very much, I mean, these Nintendo games, Nintendo's, like, almost a generation behind in graphical power, right? They're putting their games on cartridges. The graphics are the same as Breath of the Wild. The same. Like, maybe slightly better just because they figure out the technology more. They use the same world, you know, they update it, they add new stuff, obviously, but at the end of the day, it's the same world, and they are charging $10 more for the game than they charge for Breath of the Wild. I can't justify that, personally. My brother bought it, you know, and... You know, nothing against that. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's worth the money. But I just think that that's BS that they pulled that. New Jack defends that move and says that if they put extra effort into this game, it's worth it to give them the extra $10. And to me, that's just a level of meat writing that I can't co-sign. It's like, no, man, it's not cool. They didn't need to gouge their fans for 10 more bucks each. Like, they're going to make plenty of money off that game. Sometimes it's, I don't know, it's just like, it's a bad move. It's the same generation. Okay, I get it. I would understand it if you released the game. I wouldn't even complain. Let's say you had a Nintendo Switch 2, right? And you released Tears of the Kingdom for regular Switch and Switch 2. And the Switch 2 one was $70 and it was more than the regular Switch one. But it had better graphics, you know, like it was more powerful. Then I can't complain about that. Nothing wrong with that, really. I mean, I don't really like the idea of them raising the price of games in general just because I feel like they already make so much. Like, the games themselves, the actual discs and the box, they're worth, like, a couple cents. So, when you're raising the price, it's just like, what is going on here? Like, why is the price raising? You've done nothing to add to the game, you know? I'm sure the new game is better than the old game, but every new, you know, like, for the most part, it's pretty damn easy to improve on a game. It's not like a movie. It's a game that you can really just keep building it. A movie, it's like, if a story only, like, fills 2 hours, and then you try to squeeze a little more out of it into a sequel for another 2 hours, it'll feel hollow a lot of times. It won't live up to the first one. With a game, it's like, you make a game, the game's great, there's a couple things people don't like, so you fix those things, the graphics get better. You know, you add new abilities. The sequel's guaranteed to be at least as popular as the first one. Like, unless you just massively fuck it up somehow, which doesn't really happen too often. You know, so it's like, there's really no reason to be raising the price like that. But anyway, so on subs versus dubs, I was talking to New Jack about it, and I was saying, like, You know, it's not preferable for me to watch anything with subtitles. I don't mind, I do it, but I feel like it takes away from the experience when I gotta look down and read the subtitles the entire time. And his response to that was like, you just gotta, your eyes are just weak, you gotta train them. I'm like, bro, it's not optimal. It's not optimal. Even if I knew the language more, unless I'm like totally fluent in the language, I'm gonna have to read the subtitles if it's not dubbed. So it's not going to automatically be better based on that, you know? It's like I'm missing out on part of the experience because I have to keep looking at the fucking bottom of the screen the entire time. I can't enjoy all the pretty animation and stuff because I have to spend like at least a quarter of the time watching the movie reading fucking subtitles. I mean, it doesn't ruin the movie for me, but at the same time, it would be even better if I didn't fucking have to do that, you know, or the anime, like, if I didn't have to do that, would be a little better, you know, because for the most part, they're not, like, changing the essence, you know, unless it's Ghost Stories. So what they did with Ghost Stories is it flopped in Japan, it wasn't popular, they allowed the English voice actors to do whatever they wanted, they just said, fuck it, you know, the show flopped, like, you just do what you want, you know. And they did what they wanted. They turned it into a comedy. And now the dubbed one's way more popular. You know, the dubbed one is actually, like, loved. It's, like, considered kind of a classic. The original one was a flop. And nobody really liked it too much. So it's just one of those funny things where it's, like, sometimes it works like that. But one thing I wanted to say that's hilarious to me about the subs people is it's, like, none of y'all are fluent in Japanese. Like... If you're fluent in Japanese, okay, then you got the right to talk. If you're not, you don't really fucking know if it's better in Japanese. You don't know that. You don't understand. You're just basing that on, like, some elitist view that, like, oh, I read the subtitles, so I'm better than you. Like, and you see that in the comment sections of this, like, somebody says they like dubs more. Someone's like, low IQ detected. It's like, that's, come on now. No, maybe this person just wants to actually fucking watch the show with the animation and everything and not have to be craning their neck to read the fucking subtitles the entire time. Maybe that's the case. Did you think about that, motherfuckers? Or no, you just wanted to be your little elitist weeb-ass selves. But there are, I think I figured out a way to conquer this, right? We just got to start saying, you like subs more? You're submissive? And dubs are the winners, you know? It's the dubs. Easy, right? Then I bet you they'll back off of that a little bit, all right? The sub lovers are cucks. How about that? You submissive cucks. You're subs. That means that you're a gimp and you get fucked in your ass. That's what that means if you like subtitles. Automatically, you are a gimp and you get fucked in your ass. So, you still going subs over dubs, you fucking weeb? Oh man, I'm just playing around. But I wanted to say that there are, so I wanted to list some that I think are better, at the very least equal. This is just a handful, right? Cowboy Bebop, definitely better. I've actually seen, you know, the movie in I've seen the subtitled version, I've seen the dubbed version. Way better dubbed. Way better. You know, I would say Samurai Champloo, same creator, you know. Think it's better. I don't know. They got the iconic voice actors, both of those do, you know. Actually, Spike is Mugen, if you didn't already know that. So, that's all I'm saying. And in terms of other ones, I made a little baby list. I wasn't gonna go too far. Trigun, another one. I think the dubbed is better. Space Dandy, that one I guess is polarizing for people. Not the subs versus dubs, but just the show in general is like it's a goofy show, you know. So Space Dandy, another one. I mean, sometimes it's like when the characters are supposed to be like American, it kind of works better, you know. It works better, I would say. So DBZ, Dragon Ball Z. I like it better. It's actually weird to hear it subtitled, you know. They got a good voice cast. And I don't know. I think it's just more memorable when it's dubbed, I would say. Not that like all of these are, of course, they're watchable, other than maybe Ghost Stories. Ghost Stories might not be watchable and subbed. what else was I gonna throw in there? Oh, Yu Yu Hakusho, definitely better, right? That's what I would say. Yu Yu Hakusho, one of my favorite animes. And I don't know, I feel like the voices are a little better. I mean, Kuwabara's goofy, but it works because I think it fits really well because he seems like a big, like, he's not the smartest, but he's loyal. And he tries hard, you know. So I think that'd be funny. I think it's funny. But I'm going to get to more. Or how much more do I have? I could, like I said, like the list goes on. Like there's more. But I didn't want to just like go off for like 15 minutes about all the ones that I could name. So another one is Full Metal Alchemist. I think that one is at least as good. You know what I mean? So yeah, there's a solid list of like ones that are just as good. Oh, Transformers is better in dubbed. Even though that's kind of a weird one because it was kind of, you know, it's kind of a American-Japanese collab or Japanese-American collab. But I mean, you know, Optimus Prime in English. Is anyone really topping that? Honestly, I don't think so. I don't think that the Japanese voice actor for Optimus Prime is as good. I'm sorry. Just, like... Not that it's terrible, you know, but I'm just saying. that's all I'm saying. So that's just a few of them that I would throw out there. I'm not saying that it's like perfect. I'm not saying that you should hate them if they're not, you know, like you should hate the other version of them. But I don't know. I feel like there are a good amount of ones that are actually good dubbed. So that's what I was trying to say. My babies. So. Oh, by the way, I should have mentioned this earlier. I'm recording this episode on my phone for the first time just to see what it looks like. I'm seeing how the video comes out. And it's a phone mic, so we'll see. Or it's actually these headphones. It's the mic for these headphones. So if it's bad, I'm not going to do it again. Or actually, I shouldn't even say that. I might still do it again. I'll just figure out a way to do it better. But for now, giving this a try. So let me know how you feel about it. I only saw one new movie this week. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. But that being said, I would say that's a good movie. That's a real solid film. I think I read the book when I was a kid. I'm pretty sure I did. I can't remember. I at least knew of it, you know. But I would highly recommend if you have daughters that are like at that age where they're starting to go through puberty, definitely would recommend that for them. I'm probably going to take my daughter to see it because she's just starting to begin that phase. And I think she would like it. It's a relatable, I think it could help young girls, which is really cool. You know, and I'm sure the book does the same, maybe even more so. Although with Zoomers, I don't know how much they read. Jazzy reads, but not all these kids read. And her books have a lot more pictures than mine did, you know, when I was her age. We didn't have all those pictures, but her books have a lot of pictures now. Maybe it's just them having better technology, I don't know. But either way, yeah. So I'd give that movie a solid 8 Zeus slaps, God. It was a good movie. Pretty emotional in a way. Kind of heartwarming, I would say. And I don't know, I liked it. I don't want to give away too many details if you haven't seen it, but I liked it. I thought it was a good movie. You know, so yeah. 8 8 out of 11 Zeus slaps, God. So, oh man, I almost like don't want to get into this, but I guess I will. Oh man, it's a bit of a doozy, honestly. So, I think I probably have talked about him on here before. Freddie Gibbs is one of my favorite like modern artists in terms of like his catalog, right? I think he's one of the best rappers out there right now. Like, he consistently drops quality projects. You know, he has albums with Madlib, albums with Alchemist, and like this, you know, Soul Sold Separately. And I actually ordered a bunch of Soul Sold Separately gear. You'll see me rock it. I'll mention it. Actually, I was planning on wearing it this episode, but I'm not. I got the Rolling Stones on right now, so. That's all good, though. Actually, I might get sued for that. I love you, Rolling Stones. Don't sue me. But anyway, so Freddie Gibbs, one of my favorite artists. I admit there are a lot of times where I'm just like, why is this fool doing this? Like, the Benny the Butcher beef has been kind of silly, you know. But I do think that I feel like even though they jumped him in Buffalo and all that, it was like 20-on-2, him and his girl, right? And I guess they won, but I honestly was pretty impressed at how Freddie was fighting back and didn't actually get dropped from what we saw. So it was like, it's pretty lame. I thought it made Benny look lame. A detail that I found out recently, at least according to his ex, who now is like blasting him on Twitter and everything, a detail that we found out is that the chain that they stole was actually her chain, which just made it even lamer to me. Like, so it seems that they didn't even actually get Freddie's chain. They robbed a girl, which I'm just like, that's cheesy, man. And you're flexing on that like it was cool. Like, I don't think that's cool, to be honest with you. I don't think that's cool. But yeah, so anyway, what happened is like this same girl is, I guess, like they're having issues. Like, we don't really know the story. Basically, she's kind of accusing Gibbs of being sort of a deadbeat dad, right? It's basically what she's accusing him of, like not, like disappearing. But in the midst of her coming for Gibbs and saying the stuff, you know, trying to humiliate him, trying to make him look like a bad guy, one of the things that she said is that she has a picture of Freddie bending over and opening his butt cheeks. I don't know if this picture's out there. I don't want to know. I don't want to look or anything. But as far as I know, it's just something that she claims, right? So, because of the way that Freddie is, and Freddie talks a lot of shit. Sometimes I think he talks too much shit, and you should probably stop that shit. I don't want to see him, like, get murked, at any point. So I hope that he chills a little. But fans have started now calling him Spready Gibbs, and I'm sorry, but that's hilarious. I just told you I'm a fan of his. He's one of my favorite current artists. I bought a bunch of his gear, and part of me was like, oh man, this was terrible timing to buy this gear, because he's really been on a win streak. And then on that, I know that's gonna be an L for him in the eyes of many. So for me, I'm like, it seems like she made him take the picture, or like she wanted the picture. So it's like, okay, if you're trying to please your woman, like, it's not really that weird, you know. I don't know if I would do it. I don't think I would. I would just be like, why do you want me to do this? But, you know, he did it. And if he did it, it seems like he did it for her because she wanted that. So it's like, are we supposed to mock him for that? I don't know. It is funny, though. I'm not going to lie. And I will mock that. So fuck it. I'm just going to say what I want to say. Spready Gibbs, man. I thought that was hilarious. Just hilarious. So, I don't know. I know this is a kind of a sharp left turn, but goddamn, I love to make women come. It's my favorite thing. It's just such a good feeling when you can work a girl's body and hit all the proper buttons. It's just amazing. So I don't know. I just enjoy it. Like, and it's great to be appreciated during sex. Like the last time I had sex, the girl just like, I know it's kind of TMI, but I won't give all the details, but she just kept talking about how great it was, and it felt good to just like, I don't know, I feel like I dated some girls that were just like very unpassionate, and it just would cross over into other stuff, and it just made it difficult, you know? So, yeah. I love it though. I love it. So today I was at, I was gonna name the store. I was at the drugstore. I'll just say it like that. I was at the pharmacy. There you go. And this girl bought, it's always funny to see the assortment of items people buy. So she bought, I swear, this is what she bought. She bought diapers, wipes, and bootleg Plan B. And I mean, sometimes the jokes write themselves and stuff like that. It's like, maybe she had to buy the diapers and wipes because that bootleg Plan B didn't work. And it's funny, I felt so innocent because I'm just like, I didn't even know what it was at first. I was like, what is that? What is it? It was called like One Step or some shit. Like, it wasn't called Plan B, it was bootleg Plan B. So it was like the pharmacy brand. I'm just thinking, I don't know if you want to get bootleg Plan B. Like, you're gonna end up having the kid, or the kid's just gonna come out all messed up because you try to kill it, you know? So it's kind of a lose-lose. I think you just gotta stop taking it there. But yeah, so she bought diapers, wipes, and bootleg Plan B. I forgot what that stuff's even called. I asked the like register about it, and they didn't know, so it's just silly, man. All the time. I'm sick. If you can't tell, I'm sick for the first time since summer 21. So I've had a good run. I'm not even that sick. I just have like a stuffed nose. You might be able to tell if you're familiar with my voice. So I'm not even that sick, but I just felt like I should probably chill a little, you know? So I'll do that and I'll reassess. I'm sick for the first time since summer 21. I really can't believe it. I just don't get sick that often. You know, sometimes I credit my mother's breast milk. Sometimes I feel like I inherited wings. There's so many, honestly, so that's all I'm saying. And I'm gonna be back after these messages, okay? Actually, there's no messages, but I'm gonna be back. So I'm back on your ZM dial, big zero once again. You know, sometimes we gotta give you an intermission. This shit goes long, I know, so I gotta give you an intermission. So I helped this girl move, and it's brutal. It's brutal. I forget how much it sucks to move. There was a while where like I was moving, and sorry, I apologize. I am sick, so. There was a while where I was like moving every year, right? I think I'm gonna finally break that streak. And It's tough. I was moving alone. Like, nobody was helping me for like the last 3, 4 years. And it's just a lot. It's a lot of stuff. So I would do that and like do it all myself. And I think I only broke one thing. I broke like an old TV before. I didn't realize how easy it was to break a TV when you're like, when it's in a moving van, but it's very, very easy. It like, I think the first turn I took, it like broke the screen immediately. Like the first little turn I made in that moving van. So I realized, oh, this is probably a bad idea. Probably should just like put the TV in the car or something. Like move it on its own or something. Like it's not a good idea for it to be in there with all that heavy shit. Like I don't think I packed it right, but yeah, if you're ever wondering, probably not the best idea, So let's see. What else was I gonna get into? Oh, I recommend the app Six Pack in 30 Days. There's different apps like that, but it definitely like I could feel it. Like it's definitely I'm getting results. I don't know if I'm gonna get a six pack in 30 days, but I definitely got more abs. So maybe that was false advertising. No, but for real, it's like the workouts just kick my ass, so I know they're doing something. And this isn't a paid ad or anything. I just like it works. I think it actually really works. So I would recommend it to people. Six pack in 30 days. It should be on your phone, especially if you have an Android, but I don't know if it, it could be different. I think it should be though, if it's all on the Play Store. I feel like I'm sure they have something like that on iPhone too. So if you see an app like that, it really works. Trust me. So definitely worth a shot. So what are we getting into? Yeah. Oh, why did Deshaun Watson fuck up his rub and tugs that badly? Honestly, why did he fuck him up? I don't understand. I don't understand like why he was like pursuing these women and leaving himself open to that. Like it seems like he's kind of a predator, so I don't want to make too light of it. I would say that. I mean, I guess we should see what, if any more details come out, but from what I understand, he almost seems like he's a sex addict or something. It just seems weird to like keep doing stuff like that. But what I was gonna say is like he fucked up because there are so many of those rub and tug places around. Like there's so many all around. Like, in the just in one sit in one city, a small city, there will be like probably 10 of those places where you could go in there and get jerked off. No joke. You could go in there, you can have full on sex in there. Honestly, you can. You can fuck. Like Morbius fucks. Morb fucks, don't get it twisted. That's an inside joke for my brother. I don't even think he listens to this, but Morb fucks, believe me. So yeah, there's like a whole underworld. Like you can get your dick sucked, you can get rubbed and tugged, you can fuck bitches. Like there's a whole underworld and people don't even realize that a lot of times. It's lurking out there. So I don't understand why he did it in such a way where it was easy as hell for him to get caught, when honestly he could have just walked into one of these places, got jerked off and bounced. Like what was the deal, What was the deal? It's gotta be like sex addiction or something. It just doesn't make sense otherwise. It doesn't make any sense, I'm just saying. So yeah, there's a whole underworld for real all around you, and you don't even know. Like you don't even know the underworld, but it's definitely like prevalent. It's everywhere. We just kind of let it go a lot of times. We don't think about the repercussions, but it's everywhere. Oh man. So there's a whole, yeah, I went on Facebook dating, in Mexico one time, And now, like, every girl I see on there is in Mexico, in TJ specifically. And I'm like, honestly, I'm probably not going to be able to date these people. Why is it suggesting people? Like, the one time I went to Mexico since I've been on there, it, like, that's all it suggests is these Mexican girls. It's very interesting. Like, why FB dating? Why? What did I do? So I don't mess with most dating apps, like Plenty of Whales, you know, because there's a lot of fatties on there on Plenty of Whales. There's a whole lot of fatties. Yeah. I mess with Plenty of Whales. Tinder. Tinder has just like a bunch of hacks now. People hacking it. I've noticed that a lot of fake profiles. It's just a weird thing. I don't understand it. Bumble. Bumble isn't as bad as Plenty of Fish or Tinder, but in one way it's actually worse. So I match with women on there all the time, and they almost never actually reach out because women are not used to pursuing the guy, you know, and it's like it only gives you 24 hours. That's really not a lot of time to respond, honestly, especially if you're not on an app every day, which I'm definitely not. I'm on there like not even once a week, you know, so I definitely think they messed up with that one. And yeah, it's just women are not used to that. So I don't think I'm alone. I'm not saying like, oh, the world is torturing me. But I think that it's difficult for everybody. You know, that's what I would say. And like, how are there that like that many scammers? Why do they allow that? Like, why is that? How is that not, how's there not more security? You know, how is it that easy for someone to steal your entire identity and all that? Like, it doesn't make sense. Honestly, it really doesn't make sense. So yeah, I don't know. Why do they allow the scammers? Like, why can't they stop them? It's very obvious anytime, like, they stop me, they shadow ban me for stuff, but they don't shadow ban the scammers. I still see them all the time. I do see their profiles get shut down. I don't know if they shut them down or Facebook does, but they do end up going missing. So hopefully people can understand that more. You might get killed by Zuck for speaking out. You know, I'm sure Zuck wouldn't mind choking me to death, honestly, with his little weak jiu-jitsu. Yeah, so.
Advisor Jessica, I didn't believe her. It's like some type of broken English. It's like, Advisor Jessica, I didn't believe her, but now I'm making $10,000 a month from Bitcoin and all this stuff. And it's just like, it's wild, you know. Actually, one of my friends, who knows, maybe she really believes in it. Well, she's like a friend from England, right? So it's like, it's not somebody that I have spent time with in person. It's just somebody that I met and connected with online over the years. So, but I noticed that she was posting stuff about making money from Bitcoin online. And I hit her account up about it because it looked fishy. And I'll say, hey, give her account back. Like, that's usually what I'll do. Like, I'll let them know, like, I know you're scamming. One thing, too, is that they'll just slightly change the person's username. So, like, they added, like, a letter to her username. And so, when they did that, I knew, like, I could kind of tell just off that something was up. I was like, that's weird, you know. So, I hit her up messaging her saying like, hey, I know it's not her, you know, and they kind of, at first they responded like, no, like, kind of refuting it, but then they stopped replying, so I'm pretty sure, I mean, I already kind of didn't expect it to be her. Like, there's no way. But then the weird thing is that she posted a video, there's a video of her on that account talking about it, but sometimes what happens in those scenarios is they lock the person, they steal the person's account, right? And then they tell him that they'll give him it back if they make these videos. It's almost like hostage videos. So I've heard of that. And the videos will be like basically confirming that this Bitcoin thing is real, that you can really make money with it. Like it's like confirming that this isn't actually a scam. So I would not be surprised at all if that's what happened in this scenario. I hope she gets her account back, but more importantly, because you can always make another account, you know. More importantly than that, I hope that she doesn't get money taken from her or have her life negatively impacted. You know, because it happens a lot, you know. I had my account hacked, and it was because I was trying to help somebody. And they did the whole thing. That's how I found out with the links, where it's like they'll have you get a link sent to your number from Instagram, and then through that link. So basically, what they did is they made it seem like they were getting like they couldn't get into their account. So they were sending me this link, and then I send, you know, they were gonna send me this link, and then I send it to them, like they were gonna have Instagram send me a link. That's what it was. Have Instagram send me a link, and I send that link to them, and they change the password. But what they did is, because they asked for my number, so what they did is they were putting my number into Instagram, having Instagram send them the link, send that link to my number. But what that number was it's kind of hard to explain. So they were in the login for Instagram, they were putting my phone number, and then they were having it send that link to my number. But what the link was like the link to change your password. So they were having me send them my change password link and claim, you know, it's like they were trying to trick me. And they did, like, they got into the account through that. But I was able to outsmart them to get my account back. But most people aren't able to do that, you know. And it was a battle for me. I think it took a couple days. They were trying to have me send them money and all this stuff. And I wasn't going to do that because I knew that, like, they're not going to actually give the account back. Why would they? Why would they actually give the account back? Like, they're just trying to get money out of this. It's a never-ending money thing until they give the account back. You know, that's what happens with a lot of people. But they kind of overestimated how much I actually cared about the account. I mean, I did, you know, I have a good amount of followers on there. But honestly, like, I've contemplated, like, getting rid of that account anyway, because it doesn't seem like it works. It seems like I'm so shadow banned that my account's, like, useless at this point for music promotion, you know? So I really wasn't tripping about, like, my account being gone. I mean, I wanted it back mostly because it would have been a pain to try to, like, reconnect with everybody on there. But, I was able to outsmart them and get it back. It was pretty wild, honestly. So I hope that they find a way to stop that from happening, if they even care. You know, it just seems like it's out of control. There's just so many scammers out there that, like, they can't ban them all quickly enough to keep them from affecting people. That's what it seems like to me, you know. But yeah, it's wild. I don't understand, like, why they didn't get it under control early enough, you know. But that's the way it goes. So one thing that one like a message I wanted to tell people is, like, in the music industry and in life in general, a lot of people think that talent is what makes you successful. And I'm not saying you know, that there aren't a lot of talented, successful people. But I will say that it seems more than ever, having connections is what makes you successful more than talent. And sometimes sometimes you build the connections, you know. A lot of times the connections are just kind of luck, you know what I mean? It's just like somebody you knew or stumbled across, or like someone that your parents knew, or somebody that your friend knows. Like it's just kind of random in a way. And it can be maddening that that's actually more conducive to your success than hard work or actual talent. A lot of times it happens a lot. It's like just about who you know more. In fact, man, like if like a famous person's kid makes a song, automatically, you know, free promo just off of them being the son or daughter of that famous person. It happens all the time. So, like, look how big, like, Chet Hayes got. All types of stuff like that. So many examples of stuff like that. It's like, it's just nepotism a lot of times. You know, and I'm not saying that there aren't talented people. I'm not saying people aren't talented. But that is a way that a lot of people get their foot in the door. And, like, we equate numbers with success. Like, oh, if you sell this much, you know, that's what means that you're doing a good job, you know, or that determines the quality of your work, like how much you sell. And if you're not selling a lot, then you're not good. And like, if you're not selling a lot, then people don't like you, you know, and like you're making stuff that isn't like quality material. It's hard, you know, sometimes those intrusive thoughts come into your own head. But I hope that you will stay the course and stay positive, you know, and stay strong, because it's not the end of the world. Like, you will achieve, you know, there's plenty of space for all of us. Especially, there's more and more space all the time, despite what they try to do. I mean, they make it harder and harder to make a living at this stuff, but there's always more space, so it can happen. One thing I would say is we are, it feels like a lot of what's going on is very artistically bankrupt. There's not a lot of like interesting ideas. It sucks. Like, when I enter some of these contests, like these open verse challenges, I just get buried. No one cares. No one really bothers to give me a listen, you know? But meanwhile, like, these artists that very basic lyrically, like nothing interesting. They're not saying anything clever. Some of them are copying me even. Like, that's what gets all the shine, you know? And a lot of times it's because of the stuff I'm talking about. It's like that person's friend, you know? And all that. It's like someone they already knew. That's who gets the spot. So a lot of times they'll have these contests and it's like the winners are always people that they already know, but they use other creative, artistic people to promote their account by having them do the open verse challenges, you know? So it's just lame. Like, that happens all the time. I started catching on to it, looking like, oh, that's why you're doing this. It's free promo for you. It's like your face is in it when we do edit, your face is in it. You're getting the credit for the song and all this stuff. So it gets old. It gets very cumbersome because it just feels wrong, you know, a lot of times. Doesn't feel good, like, to know that it's like, well, I really put effort into this, and I was trying to create an original, like, idea, an original song, an original style, and y'all like side with the stuff that is creatively bankrupt. Like, there's nothing interesting about it because you like the visuals, or because their recording quality was better because they were in a studio, but like the actual content of the, or the actual quality of the content isn't good, you know? It's like we do this stuff all the time, and it's just kind of, it's crazy, like, that we allow that, you know? Like, we really have kind of given up a lot of control artistically, to where it's like the people that run this stuff are just very creatively bankrupt. Like, I know I vent about it a lot, but it just sometimes it just baffles me to think like that a lot of the stuff that's successful now is like it's not interesting. There's nothing going on lyrically, you know. It's not an original idea. A lot of times lately, it's where they're taking like a 2000s rap song and just like altering it very slightly, and then rapping their like an offbeat flow over it, and people just eat it up, and it's just so, you know. Meanwhile, people come up with original ideas, and it's like you can't get a chance, you can't get the time of day. But this like rehash of like older music in a way where it's like it's not better than the original either, and you're not adding anything to it. A lot of times you're actually diminishing it. You're making like a worse version of the song. And then I feel like a boomer when I say that stuff, but it's just like it's just rough. It's like, why is this like this? What happened to the game? Like, when did it get so bankrupt? I guess it's been like that for a while. I think to an extent it's always been like this, you know. But it's hard to stomach sometimes. Like, it's always been like this, but it's just hard to fathom. It's like, why do they want to kill the art so badly? It's like they're on a mission to actually dumb down everything, numb everything, like take all the edge out of everything and just leave people with this like flavorless gruel that they keep eating up. Sometimes I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of times where it makes me not even want to do it anymore. It's just like I just feel like I'm speaking a different language or something and no one understands it. It's just not part of this ADD culture where it's like, oh, you know, I really like the video to this. And it's like the video has nothing to do with the music. You know, people are just buying, like they're buying a product, you know. And I wouldn't even, for a long time, I wasn't even putting out like music videos or any type of visual content. I was just like making music, you know? And nobody will just click a link and listen to a song for the most part. But if you make a video that happens to like attract some eyes, then that's where it goes. It's just like, it's not even about the music anymore, a lot of times. It's just frustrating. It's like, why can't we just make good music and like go from there? Why does everything have to be like a package deal product thing where it's like just feels like it's more like pop star shit than actual like lyricism, you know? I don't know, that's how it feels. But anyway, I'll get off that soapbox. No one cares. I know you don't care. You don't bother to listen. So you don't give a shit. Anyway, yeah. But the shadow ban's going crazy. It's like 3 to 7 plays. Some of this stuff will get like 3 to 7 plays. It's just, how does that even happen? You know, like I'll make a video on TikTok. I'll write a whole verse to this like open verse challenge. Take my time recording it. Try to get the flow down. You know, the audio quality as good as I can. You know, and I'll even fucking move around and try to make it entertaining. Because that's what you need. You can't just fucking listen to the lyrics anymore. Can't just listen to the flows anymore. You gotta have like a whole, you know. It's like when you see these stand-up comedy things and it's like someone's doing stand-up, but then there's like a video within the video of someone playing games going on. It's just like overstimulation. Like people can't just listen to it. Like stand-up, honestly, for a long time was mostly an audio art form. Like you buy the album, you listen to it, unless you go in person. There weren't a lot of like stand-up specials recorded with the visuals and all that. And I get it, like some it can make it funnier with the visuals, but for the most part it's more about the audio, you know, just like with music, of course. It's more about the audio than how somebody dresses and all that. It's just like, yeah, it's just a mess to me. As a someone who considers himself a true artist, it just feels like none of that stuff matters, you know, anymore. But anyway, on the latest chapter of things that pissed my dad off, he went on a rant about people who whistle at the gym. Like, I guess people will whistle in the showers at the gym. He's like, I want to. He just always takes it over the top, and maybe you won't find it funny, but to me it's funny, just because it's like, I guess it's just because I don't understand why he's that mad. But basically, he's at the gym, and people like whistle in the showers, and he was like, it's always these fucking old white guys whistling in the shower, like, what the fuck are they doing? Why are they whistling in the shower? And I just pictured like the Andy Griffith song, you know. I was asking him if that's what they were whistling, because that's like the whitest whistling song I could think of. See, I was trying not to actually whistle because it'll sound like shit on here. Like that, I'm whistling. It's like quietly whistling. I might have be onto something with that. That picture, that's what I would imagine these people to be whistling, the old white guys. It's just funny, because only he would get that bad at that. It is weird, though. It's like, why are you whistling in the shower at the gym? Like, no one wants to hear that. He said people be having, like, whole phone conversations in the shower, or whole conversations with each other, like, from stall to stall. He just fucking hates it. But, and it is weird. I'm with him. It is strange. That stuff doesn't bother me. I would probably just laugh at it. Like, what the fuck are these guys doing? Like, why? You know? But, he just really doesn't like it. I find it funny. Just goofy. It's like, why are you doing that? But they have a good time, I guess. I guess that's what matters. Whistling their stupid songs. Yeah, but there's a lot of moments like that, you know. I'm gonna try to compile more. If you listen to me, you know, there's been a lot of stuff over the years, and there's growing things. Like, that's a new thing where he was just like ranting about people whistling at the gym. I mean, there are the, well, that is annoying, the gym bros that fucking drop the weights on the floor. Just like every fucking rep, they're like slamming the weights on the floor. Like, you're not even supposed to do that. They need to kick those motherfuckers out of the gym, honestly. So I guess I'm with them on that one more, because that actually is annoying. Well, it's kind of unnerving when you just
see someone shouting and slamming shit around. Ironically, it's unnerving for me because that's stuff that he did when I was a kid and still does, really. But, you know, obviously I'm not here full time. I don't live with him, so. But I guess I understand that one more. The whistling, I'm like, ah, whatever. Who really cares about them whistling? Like, eh, it's dumb, it's weird, but who cares? But yeah, he's always getting annoyed with stuff at the gym. Yeah, it is pretty funny, I'm not gonna lie. Grandpa had moments like that too, like his dad, so that's probably where he gets it from. So, I probably shared this on here before, but I think you can cycle in stories like every once in a while. I can't remember when I said it. If I even did, I can't remember if I even did say it. I've done enough episodes of this where it's like, I don't fucking know. But so his dad, they were all at the movies, and I wish I would have been there for this. I don't know why I wasn't there. They're all at the, I was probably working, but they're all at the movies. And they're.
There's somebody in there next to them. That's recording,
Like
they're like making a bootleg, right? They're filming the movie. They got
a, like their camera. It was like a new movie. I don't remember what movie it was.
I wish I did, but I don't, like, 'cause I want to find this recording. So they're watching the movie. Some guy's like filming it.
And after a while, my grandpa leans over to him, right? And he tells the guy, "That's annoying and illegal." And I just want to find, I want to find that recording, like that bootleg, and just hear my grandpa and they're like interrupting the movie. And it would be funny if it like matched up with the, like the dialogue, you know? So it looked like they actually said that on the movie. Or like it was just like some a character off camera. But like it's pretty daring to do that, and I think that it pissed the guy off, honestly. So it was daring for my grandpa to do that, but he was like that too, you know, like he would get annoyed and he would say something. But what that guy didn't know is that grandpa was strapped. Grandpa had fucking guns like all the time. I'm sure he had a gun on him, so if that guy would have tried anything, it wouldn't have gone well. Like my grandpa was he was in the military, right? He was in the Air Force, and I mean he shot guns all the time, you know. I think he also did like police work. Yeah, you know what he did, that's right, at one point, because I remember he worked for the post office, but he also did like he worked for the police department too, so he definitely like it wouldn't have gone well for that guy. I mean, you know, I had like kind of a complicated relationship with my grandpa. Like he was always nice to me, but he wasn't really the greatest person in the world, you know. But something like that, it's like, I mean, I don't know if I can fully co-sign that, but he definitely would have like blasted that guy if he tried something. I don't know. I guess it's like, yeah, you're doing something illegal. You are disturbing other people's movie experience having your fucking like recording device on. So I guess I get it, but you know, my grandpa probably would have handled it in a way that would have been a little over the top. I'm glad that guy didn't try anything. He got mad. I think he might have insulted him or something, but he didn't want the real smoke, you know. So yeah, Grandpa. Grandpa, I don't know, man. Like he has a pretty wild story. He's in the Vietnam War and he actually killed people over there. Like pretty crazy, like crazy stuff. Obviously, he killed like some Viet Cong because I mean they're at war against them, you know.
He got a Purple Heart, he got a Silver Star. One of the things he got a Silver Star for was like they're sneaking under this trench, and one of their guys in their battalion is injured, and he's like whimpering, and my grandpa's trying to quiet him down, but he won't be quiet. And the guy's gonna give away their position, and like 20, 30, 20 or 30 of them are gonna die if like this guy won't stop. So, and this is kind of buried in here. I didn't actually mean to do this. It's just the way I wrote the order, but it's probably for the best that it's buried, because people would have a lot of different opinions about this. I don't even know how I really feel about it, but basically, my grandpa, he slit the guy's throat, his fellow soldier, to keep. He had he, I mean, he killed him to keep him from giving their position up. Like, he tried not to do that, but that's what he ended up doing. And I get it, he ended one life to save like 30 lives, but at the same time, it is still like it's not gonna be something that's popular with everyone, And I don't know how I feel, because part of me is like, well, yeah, you shouldn't kill your own teammate, But yeah, that's what he did, and he actually was a prisoner, and he survived torture, and he killed people on the way out of that too. So it's just, he did a lot over there. So I don't think it would have gone well for the bootlegger trying some stuff, because Grandpa was not afraid to mix it up, I might expand on that in a future episode, but for now, that's the story. And yeah, I'm gonna get to some of your favorite segments soon. Actually, right now, KZRO's boards. Oh man, the Lakers fall to 0-3 against the Nuggets, and they could have won all three of those games. I think they had fourth quarter leads in all three of those games, or at least like close. Maybe not fourth quarter leads and all. The last one I know they did. But I think this game two as well. Game one, I think they might have just closed it to within like five. But yeah, within three actually. But yeah, it's just not. I mean, here's the thing. I don't like to speak this into existence. So they still have a chance. I know people say, oh, it's never been done before. That's true. It's never been done before. But that means there's a first time for everything. And I mean, LeBron, to his credit, he did. I know it's a controversial series. I don't really agree with everything that happened in the series. But he is the only player to come back. Or the only. He's on the only team, I should say. Not the only player, because there are other players on that team. He was the main player. The best player on the only team to overcome a 3-1 deficit in the finals. The Lakers are down 3-0 right now. I mean, the odds are strongly against them, but you never know, and you can't give up. And if you keep rolling, say you win the next game and the game after that, then they're starting to really panic, So if you win tomorrow, or no, tonight, right? I think tonight in LA, or no, tomorrow, my bad, my bad. If you win tomorrow in LA, then you gotta win on the road in Denver. You've come very close to winning on the road in Denver. Then, like, you go to game six in LA. I mean, we're really looking ahead a lot, but it's like you're starting to, if you win two in a row, you got the momentum on your side. So I really think, if they. It hinges on, well, obviously if they get swept, I don't think they're gonna get swept. I think they're gonna find a way to take that this next game. And then if that happens, if you roll into Denver for game five, right? If you manage to come up with a win there, then you got some serious momentum. Then it's three games to two. And I think if they can manage to, I think game five's probably the most critical. Obviously, for them, Game 7 is literally going to be the most critical. But I honestly think if they can win Game 5, I would expect them to win Game 6. Because I would honestly be pretty shocked if they didn't win Game 4. If they didn't, like, backs up against the wall, if they didn't find a way to extend the series. So then Game 5 is really critical, and the Nuggets are going to be trying to close you out. I gotta think that Jamal Murray is gonna cool down. Like, he can't sustain the level of hot shooting. Like, he's due for a clunker, So I definitely think that could happen. But anyway, yeah, Lakers are down 0-3. We'll see what happens. I feel like watching this series more because I didn't really watch Jokic that much. He is kind of a dirty player, honestly. Like, him jabbing LeBron in the eye with his finger. Him, like, wrestling with Reeves and just kind of throwing him down. He's knocking people down, pushing people down a lot, like, on a lot of different plays. Nothing gets called. It's just kind of wild. He's considered, like, this great player and all that, so he gets away with a lot. But I don't know. I felt like something about it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way in some instances. So, I don't know. I know he's a good player. It just feels like he really gets more of the benefit of the doubt than I realized, watching this series. And there's a lot of, like, no calls and bad calls. And it's just, when all the games are that close, that stuff always sucks. It's like, I understand they make mistakes, but some of the stuff is so obvious. It's like, how is a guy. The guy with the ball is driving to the basket and he's getting fouled, and you don't call anything. It's like, how do you miss that? Like, how are you missing that? I understand you're not gonna see everything, but that's obvious. So, yeah, anyway, yeah. Lakers down 0-3. Suns, or no, Suns. The Suns have been out. The Lakers down 0-3, the Celtics out 0-3. I really don't think the Celtics are coming back. I think they might get swept. Maybe that's just the Lakers fan in me, but it just feels like they have no momentum. Like, they just got blown out, in Miami. So, I feel like they're just done. And I don't know. Like, I think Ime Udoka was a better coach than this guy. I guess it's early, so we don't really know. But it feels like that. So, I don't know, they might break up the Celtics too. I wouldn't mind a couple of their players being on the Lakers, so sure they'll hang on to Tatum, but that would be nice if he was a Laker. Dodgers lose the series to the Cardinals. They had a rough series. And then probably in one of the most probably the most disturbing thing of the weekend for me, actually. The Lakers losing, obviously that sucks, but the way I look at that is it's like, honestly, they overachieved by a lot this year. Like, they started 2-10. They remade their roster with, like, a few weeks left in the season, and they managed to make it to the Western Conference Finals. Like, that's kind of crazy that they even made it that far. And it's not over. So, I don't know. I can't fully count them out. But there was one sports story that was more disturbing than that for me, and that was Vasily Lomachenko getting robbed against Devin Haney. I thought he got robbed. I mean, it was a close fight, so maybe people won't like the word robbed. But here's the thing, is it's like, there were so many rounds in that fight where Haney won on activity, but he really didn't do much of anything, Like, I felt like I was giving him the benefit of the doubt in a lot of rounds. Like, yeah, I'll try to give him all these, like, swing rounds just in case. He didn't have any rounds where it's like, oh, yeah, Haney clearly won that round. There were no rounds like that in the fight. Every single round that he won was, like, really close, and it could have gone either way. So watching the fight, it just didn't feel like he did much. It's like, yeah, I guess you're the champion, but it doesn't feel like you're doing enough to actually retain your belt. Like, you're doing nothing most of the time. I don't know. And it's like, the punch stats are close. Vasily Lomachenko landed more, But there were rounds where it just he totally dominated. Like there were a good like 3 or 4 rounds that were very clear for Lomachenko. And I thought he did enough to win the fight. And then one of the judges had it 116-112. It's because he gave Devin Haney 5 of the last 6, which is insane. If you saw the fight, Devin Haney did not win 5 of the last 6 rounds. So I don't know what was going on with that scorecard, but that was a terrible scorecard. It's not as much the score, which is already bad, but it's also just the fact that the rounds that he was giving, like the one round that he gave Lomachenko in the second half of the fight was a fight that CompuBox had Lomachenko outlanding Haney 20-2. And in a lot of those rounds, he was like doubling up Haney's landed punches. But this guy's like giving them to Haney. It doesn't make any sense. So anyway, yeah, it sucks for Lomachenko. I feel like honestly he never adapted his styles to the pro fully, because I feel like he point fights. He's doing point fighting. It worked in the amateurs, and honestly, he probably has like outlanded every opponent he's faced, because if you watch the fights, a lot of the punches that they're giving these guys credit for are missing, Like a lot of the punches, it's hard to hit Lomachenko. So, and that's what I saw with Haney. He was missing a lot, and they're giving him credit. A lot of that stuff was missing. So, that's what I would say. But anyway, that'll do it for KZRO Sports. And now, let us read from the Book of Grav. I gotta get back to the fundamentals. They don't have the right gun credentials. Throwing all these shots at innuendos. Comparing me to you is pens to pencils. You get wiped out so easily. Enjoy my presence, you're pleased to be. If she thinks... shit, then why talk to hoes? If you talk shit, then why talk to hoes? I don't need you to be my biographer. If she talks shit, then why talk to her? I don't need you to be my biographer. If she talks shit, then why talk to her? I don't need you to be my biographer. Making me miserable in perpetuity. I don't kneel to lame women's stupidity. In perpetuity. I don't kneel to lame women stupidly. Show me if you notice creativity. My ancient spirit lifted me. You think you know me, but you never will. Focus on building better skill. I don't care about your philosophy. Either way, I don't want atrocity. I got way too much to do. And I stay untouchable, and I know, I know. I don't need any pity dates. They're giving those out at shitty rates. I don't know why they try to be. They could all in the piracy. I try, but to no avail. When did all of this go so stale? Please show me a better way. I don't understand, I still levitate. I got these ladies scuba diving, splish splash. That's all the Buddha line. I got you. No modifications. From space you can spot the vibrations. Show me that it's not the only way. I see you making your zone replays. I do it from here to Turkmenistan. Look how we do it. It's clear we win this jam. And I got way too much to do, but I stay untouchable. Yep, I got way too much to do, but I stay untouchable. So that is our show. Thank you for listening once again. Thank you for watching. Appreciate you. It's been fun. just coming up with these every week, and like I write a lot, you know, to try to do it. I was supposed to have New Jack on, but his brother moved back to California, so I didn't really, you know, we had the plan to do it, but I was like, I don't want to interrupt brother time, you know, so just kind of hopefully he'll be on this next week. And you know, I always enjoy those episodes. I like having a co-host, so hopefully we can do that. Much love to everyone out there. KZRO forever.